I'm sorry. I just came from shul now. We'll have to start from next few weeks. Starting Sunday, we'll have to start at 9 o'clock. And I'll try to go from 9 to about 9:30. That's it. I wouldn't keep you longer. This week's Parsha, Shabbos, is Parsha's Noso. Parshas Noso is the Parsha read after Shavuos. Now, before I mention about Parshas Noso, I want to bring a little bit of an introduction from Rus and tie it into a thought that I want to say on Parshas Noso. Question is asked, why do you read Megillas Rus and Shavuos? And many answers are given why you read Megillas Rus and Shavuos. Just to very briefly, a couple of answers quickly is that the Torah, person has to work very hard to be kind of the Torah. The Yisurim, you have to give up pleasures of life, like it says in Perek, Pas b'melach toichel, mayim surah tishta, and Bayitzar tichya. And Rus, in order to recover the Torah, went through many Yisurim. So Yisurim go together with Torah. That's one pshat. Another pshat is that Rus was the epitome of Chesed. Chesed for Nami, no Chesed with Nami, Nami Chesed of Boaz.
Yeah.
So Rus contains also the concept of Chesed. And the Pasuk says in Mishlei, Torah's Chesed, I'm showing you. Torah has to be with Chesed, as the Gemara says in Sukkah. Another reason. And also, one reason is given because David HaMelech. David comes from Rus, and David HaMelech won on Shavuos, and so forth. Okay, I wanted to say a reason as follows. My own reason I wanted to say is that Rashi says in Ve'ela Mishpotem HaShetosu V'chneyem, Ve'ela is Moshe Falu Rishonim. What is the connection Ve'ela Mishpotem to Parshas Yisro? So Rashi says that it teaches us that just like the Aseret HaDibros, the Torah Shebichsav was given on Har Sinai, the same thing Torah Shebaal Peh was given on Har Sinai. Ve'ela Mishpotem, these were given B'Sinai. These were given B'Sinai. Rashi. And of course we know the only difference is at Torah Shebichsav, they accepted willfully, Na'aseh v'Nishma. Torah Shebaal-Peh, they were forced, because there's much more depth and chiyuvim, mitzvahs, and so forth. And so, Kofaleim HaKigigas, they accepted it by force. Later on Purim, by Purim, later, years later, Kiblu, Kimu, Kiblu, they were Makabu, Berotzen, what they were Makabu over here. But we see that what? That the Torah was given complete Torah, Shebichsav and Baal Peh. And Torah, Shebichsav cannot even be without Baal Peh, Torah, Shebaal Peh. Why? Because the Torah says to shecht the korban and so forth. It doesn't tell you where you shecht. Where do you kill the animal? It doesn't say. But the halacha we learn from the food pipe and the esophagus and so forth is only from the Gemara. Torah, Shebaal Peh, halacha Mesinai. And constantly things that you have, and it says the tilling. How to make this, what kind of tilling? What is tilling? Go for the chazal. You can't have Torah Shebichsav without Torah Shebaal-Peh. How do you say the Torah Shebaal-Peh? So I want to say that this could be a reason why we read Rus and Shavuos. Because Rus is the yesod of Torah Shebaal-Peh. Because the whole Rus would not have been a Rus. There would have been no Rus or anything. There wouldn't have been any David HaMelech if not for Torah Shebaal-Peh. Why? Of course, she came from Moab. And the Torah Shebichsav says, Moavi, Moav, Amud Moav, Yehovah B'Kal Hashem, Amud Moav. So therefore, she couldn't become a Giora. She couldn't come to Kamashel. She couldn't marry any Jew. So how could there be a David HaMelech? But the more bringing Yevamos over there, and Rabbi Yosi Yom they darshan by Bayaz, the Chazal said that the Torah Shabbal Peh, the Loch of Sinai, it says Amen Moyav, Moyavi, Veloy Moyavis, the man, not the woman. Women are permitted, and she was a Moyavis. A woman should be permitted to go in. So because of the drosha of Torah Shabbal Peh, you have to hold your side of Rus. The whole base of Rus is there, based on the Yisrael of Torah Shema Peh. So we see the importance of Torah Shema Peh and the connection, the kesher, the what you call the unbreakable kesher between Torah Shema Peh and Torah Shema Peh. They were both given by Sinai. So when we celebrate Man Matan Torah Seinu and Shavuos, we celebrate Man Matan Torah Seinu by the remes of Aseres Adibris representing Torah Shabbat, and Rus representing Torah Shabbat Peh. I want to hit that particular point, the Torah Shabbat and Torah Shabbat Peh. And as an additional, maybe it sounds funny, but as an addition to that, I wanted to say also, you could say the remes of a remes in Rus is, if you look at Rus, there are 85 psukim in Rus. 85 makes the word Peh, Torah Shabbat Peh. Okay, that's what I want. That's what I want to say, Pshat. That you read Megillas Rus and Shavuos as the Indian of Torah Shabbat Sam and Torah Shabbat Peh. Bearing that in mind, we show the Avas HaTorah as complete Torah Shabbat Sam and Torah Shabbat Peh. So after Shavuos, it's interesting that the Parshas Noso is the longest parsha of all the parshas in the Chumash. Parsha Noso has 176 psukim, 176 verses in Parsha Noso. No other parsha comes close to that. A bit of 159, but it's 176. And it's interesting also to note that Tehillim, the Perek Kuf Yud Tes in Tehillim 119. Also has 176 psukim. Ashrei Shmimei Dorach goes the whole Aleph Beis, and eight in each one is eight. Eight times 22 is 176. So there's 22 letters in the Aleph Beis, and eight in each one of them in that perek, and 176 psukim. Also, in Chazal, in Torah Shabbal Peh, we have one Masechta that has 176 blot. Dafim, Baba Basra, is 176. So we see a remnant of 176 both where? In Torah Shabbat. Now the Torah Shabbat over here by the side of Nosoi. And you have it over here by the concept in the Tehillim. Why Dafkin the Tehillim? And also Torah Shabbat Peh, which is a Barabasa Nezikin. And why Dafke Barabasa? You can say Poshit because the Gemara says in Bava Kama that the Reitzel Hakkin, first who wants to be a Chochom in Torah, is you go to the Kai Mila de Nezikin. Mila de Nezikin to learn Bava Kama, Bava Basa, and Bava Matsia Bava Basa, Matsia Bava Basa. So the remez in the Nezikin is in Bava Basra in the sense of the 176 psukim in that sense. These are the three largest. So first of all, a few points over here. The Ri says, Hushirim says, why is Dafkin Noso? And not only that, but Parshas Noso, if you look at the Medrash Rabbah, has the most medrash of any parasha, tremendous amount of medrash, the medrash rabbah, on the parashas of Noso, more than any other parasha in the Chumash, twice the amount in any parasha and so forth. Again, you see that. And the Mephoshim over there, Noso. So he says an interesting thing. He says that since the side of the Shavuos is the man matan Torah Seinu, to makabel the Torah, and we makabel berotzoy, mixav, later. So in order to show that we makabel the Torah taka, it's like you say, put your money where your mouth is, an expression in English. We say on Shavuos, the Kabbalah of Torah, etc., etc. So right after Shavuos, we have the largest parasha to show the Ava for Torah that we learned the most Torah Shavuos at that particular time. The most of Medrashim and so forth is like Torah Shavuot and so forth, that particular sense. That's what Kedushin Rebbe says, that Pshat. Now that's the reasoning, he says, why the Chachamim made, because really the first part of Parshas Noso belongs to Vayikra, I mean to Bamidbar. But Parshas Bamidbar speaks about the activities of the Gershon Kohos Borori, the carrying of the stuff by the Mishkan and so forth. And then it mentions Kohos at the end, the care that he carried. And then it says, starts, Noso begins, Gam Gershon. By Gershuni, by Gershuni. But that should have belonged right after Kohos as part of Bamidbar. That would have taken away about 30 psukim. Wouldn't have been such a big dossier anymore. That 176, it would have been 146. So the pshat is over here, Dafki says they split and put over there that we want to show that after Shavuos that we makabel the Torah and we delve into the Torah. And not only that we say with our mouth, that Zman, Matan Torah, Seder, and so forth, but we go into the Torah and we go it with full blast more than any other week whatsoever to show the Avas HaTorah and that we read Makabel the Torah. That's what the Chiddushei HaRim says. So continue what I'm saying. I was thinking why the Remez is Dafke, the sign of 176, the most is Dafke by Yahab by the Torah, we understand the Chiddushei HaRim. What's the Tillum and the Gemara? I want to say it ends up in the concept of the aside of our social dvarim oilam oimei. The said, created the world, Klal Yisrael, for the Torah is the Ikka. It said, by Enoch and it said over there, and the Medrash brings, Yilu kim kibaltam es ha-Torah, mutafim lav, efech ha-Torah, v'Torah v'Voyim. The goal is there should be a Torah in the world. But our social form, the world stands on the Torah, naturally, which is the pillar, and the Avodah, which comes from Torah also, naturally, but it manifests itself in a different way of Avodah. And also Chesed comes from Torah too. All the dinim of Chesed. Zdokah, Peyah, etc., etc., all the dinim of Chesed. But it's a separate entity. As I once said, if you recall in Pirkei Avos, I once said it here a few years ago when we learned Pirkei Avos, we'll have to go back again on that. Shimon HaTzadik says, Al Torah, Al Avodah, Mineskosodah. By each one it says, Al. Why? Say, Al Torah, Vavodah, Mineskosodah. No, Al Torah, the Al Avodah, Vavodah. Why the separation each one? Like Alakei Abraham, Alakei Yitzchak, Alakei Yaakov. Why? So I said that the concept over here is that the Torah has the three pillars. The world stands on the three pillars of Torah, Vayda, Mitzvah. But not everybody is, in fact, Kimat, nobody could be the official pillar of the world in Torah, Vayda. There's a certain person stands out in certain one area, let's say. Let's say he stands out in Avodah. He's a tzaddik yisoid olam. His tillus, one of the boys are tremendous, so forth. The Chazal are telling us over there in Perik that a person could reach the highest madrega through the Avodah, even though, of course, he has Torah, he has Chesed. But his outstanding point is Avodah. It's another person that you recognize him by his Torah, another person by his Chesed. It's brought down the, what's his name, Chaim Oizer, Lozensky, Vilnerov said on the Chofetz Chaim. He said the world makes a big mistake. Well, the Chofetz Chaim was a tzaddik ador, tzaddik. He says, a big mistake, he says. He was a goyin ador. Goyin ador, he says, why? But his tzitzkis covered his his Torah, which he says avoda, his righteousness, tzidkus, was so great that they looked him as a tzaddik. To make a Mishnah Brura, and all this, and the chibur that he made on Kochim, all the swarm that he wrote on Kochim, and all the swarm on Loch HaChesed, and an original Shulchan Aruch, not Loshon Hara and Rechilus, which is a fantastic accomplishment that no generation before that was there, to talk about all the chazals and from everybody, and his own, and developed and made into a portion of Shulchan, made a Shulchan Aruch portion. It's like Yosef Kari did 40 years before him. So he was a goyim. Mishnah Brura took him 25 years to write the Mishnah Brura, if you know that. To make the Mishnah Brura. The Shulchan Aruch, the Chofetz Chaim. But the tzidkus covered, so that's ala Torah, that could stand out sometimes by somebody. You look at him, you see the goyim. Like the Vilna Goyen, they're the Goyen, but the Goyen was the biggest tzaddik also. But some stand out by their Torah, and they're the Avoda, and there's Chesed. I remember the Rosh Hashiva, Ron Kotler, what he used to say on the Kapitchin, it's a Rebbe. He say all the time, he says he's a Goyen in Chesed. The unbelievable person in Chesed, the Kapitchin, it's a, he, what is a Goyen in Chesed? What's that? That he developed Chesed. He brought in he brought he initiated chesed. He created chesed. He innovated chesed. It wasn't stump just a poor man comes and I give him $10. He was a goyin of chesed, machadish of chesed. So why says you could be a goyin of chesed? Ron Kotler said that on the Kapitchin Tzorab. Why says you could be a goyin of chesed? You could be a goyin of avoda, a goyin of Torah. That's I said why it says Allah Torah, Allah avoda. That was the sword. Therefore, therefore, I said it says a remes, the remes for the importance of each one is depicted by what we have 176 shukim and also depicts the importance of going to Torah, son of Torah. The 176 that depicts the greatness of avoda is tilim, tilim is the yisoid of shiur shizbuchos. And David HaMelech says, Zmiras hoyeli chukecho. My Zmiras should be like Torah, chukecho. Zmiras hoyeli chukecho. David HaMelech said. So I said, the whole Yisrael of Avoda, the Yisrael of Tillim, and everything that a person has, good times and bad times, or Yisrael of Avoda. Half of the davening there, 75, come out 74, of Prokim of Tillim are part of the davening that we daven every time. If you want to go through it, you see, I once went through it myself, every one of them. You find 70, about approximately 74 parts of a Prokim of Tillim are part of davening, different parts of the davening. Concept of Torah Shabbat Peh? Is there Bar Masri? Yeah, I said, the Zikin. Hai man de boy el mevach hasidah, the kai mila de Zikin. That's the first Yisrael the Yisrael brings before the others. Is Nezek, Nezek, and so forth, not to hurt somebody. So I said, could be that the after Shuas, we show the importance of each one of these, Torah, Avodah, Midas Chasadim, by the way we manifest it, the largest amount of Sukkim that you have by each one, to show that we want the Dafke, as the Chodesh Yerim says, to delve into them and so forth to the highest level that we can. And to end it, I wanted to end the thought. Came to, I was thinking, why Dafka 176? This is already whatever you want to take it for what it is. Why Dafka 176? What that number that has, does it have any meaning, the number also? I thought maybe it does have some sort of a meaning. Well, you take the number 176, if you take the numbers of the, that's called the Misper of the value of 176 is 176. 176 is 1 and 7 is 8 and 6 is 14. 14. If you go down to the lowest denominator, we're talking about Misper Koton, 14 is 4 and 1 is 5. So it could be the Chumash, the Rem is 176 goes down to 5. So deep down, there's a Remez in the 176 of Chumash Chumash. By Avoda, 176, You have 1, 7 is 8, 6 is 14. Stop at 14. 14 makes Dovid. Dalet Vav Dalet is 14. So it's Rambam and Dovid HaMelech, who is Yisrael of Avodah. What do you come to Vavasa? What do we do over there? What do we do over there? So I said, since we say that the Yisoid of Nizikin is high man the boy and never chasida, and the Gemara says Gavakamad Aflamid, Chosid means a person that's chesed. Like I said, Chosid is a yud, a yidl mit chesed, Chosid. Ches samach yud dalim. Take out yud, a yud mit chesed, a yid mit chesed. The yisoid of the order of machaveiroi, as Hillel said to the ger, he wanted to become Jewish. He said to him, first of all, don't hurt anybody. Then they come to after Hamoicha. And the yisoid of Nezikin, represented by Bava Basra, and Chazal bring that all three of them, like one mesechta, by the way, Bava Kamba, Zil Bava Basra, is 176 and so forth, Bava Basra. Alludes to the concept of the chesed, the Rav Chaveiroi, that you buy a house, or it comes to Yerusha, or you deal with the Zulkin, and so forth. You have to treat the person properly, and so forth. So that Takya has 176, the side of chesed. And what's the side of chesed? Was Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu was the side of chesed. And I said, the Eidel Chesed, Eidel Tolet Shemayim, was Vihi Borom. Vihi Borom makes Be'Avraham, Vihi Borom, embraces. So therefore, Avram was heirs up to 100 in that particular point. Avram Avinu lived 175 years. I said, the question is here, 175, he have 176. The answer is no kasher. Because even though it's 176, but you begin with daf beis. When you start the Masechta, you don't begin with daf aleph. You begin with daf beis. So from beis to 176 is only 175. It's not a full 176 if you count the numbers itself. It's 176 at the end. But you started with base, so it's really 175 there. That's a remiss to the age of Avraham Avinu, who was the Yisoy, the pillar of Chesed in the world. Torah, Avodah, and Gemilas Chatzot. That's what I wanted to bring out as an introduction to Parshas Nosai, connected to the Yisoy of Shuas. Yisoy of Shuas. And since it's so late that I very tired. I came straight from shul. I didn't have a chance even to sit down. So we'll stop tonight. And we wish a full shlema to Avram Zalman Ben Sora Baylor. And we start Mir Tashem for next time. We'll start from 9 o'clock until 9:30 for the following weeks of the early summertime until the day starts going down again. Okay, I get enough. Any questions?
Good night.
Shukriya, Hadab Kurtia.